This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we pray, remove all within us that is not of you, so that we might be filled with nothing but you. Remove all obstacles that exist in our hearts and minds from receiving you, so that you might dwell therein. So that our words and our wishes and hopes and dreams will be those of John the Baptist, that you might increase and we might decrease. Amen. Welcome to Gratitude Sunday. As we celebrate our offering of our commitments via pledge to the upcoming calendar year at St. Joseph's, I can think of a no more appropriate gospel than the one that we hear today for this with John the Baptist. John points to change. He sounds like he's preaching the old way of a classic prophet's speech, and yet he points us to a new way of looking at things. He baptizes in the ancient Jordan River, yet he points to one who's going to baptize with the Holy Spirit in fire. He looks, as the theologian Tom Long points out, like he's some prophet who came out of the prophet's retirement home to approach the people, and yet he preaches about this new one who is greater than any prophet ever was. John points to change. He uses the word repent. It's the classic word we think of when we think of John the Baptist. But when we look at the root of that word, we understand repent, rethink, or think again. Because John wants them and us to rethink about the way we are approaching our Christian journey. And that is what we have done this year. We knew going into this calendar year that the endowments that we had and the extra interest we had from investment accounts that have enabled us, especially this year, to balance the budget, were not going to be there next year. And praise God, we knew that going into this year, so that the vestry and all of us could look into our hearts for this short-term sort of intervention fix that we needed, just like a medical patient needs to be stabilized before you can move on. And with some gracious and generous gifts and a match that was established, I am confident that we have covered that gap for next year. So now the medical intervention is done, the patient is stable, and now the doctor calls you in for the consult and says, okay, now let's start thinking about a new approach and a healthy lifestyle. And this rethinking, this is what the leadership of this church with our stewardship committee has done. No Chris Metzger characters this year dressed up. No Superman, no Albert Einstein. But for us to rethink that our journey in this place we call our spiritual home is not as much about membership belonging as it is about becoming more and better disciples of Jesus Christ. And so stewardship is not a function of finance. Stewardship is a very function of our discipleship journey. And hence, that's where it lists on the back of the page in our bucket list for our ministries here now. It becomes for us the opportunity to stop sitting around and saying, okay, they need 2% more than last year, so I'll up my pledge 2%. Because when we do that, our lives become looking at this as if it's a membership club and it's all about a transactional basis. I give this and I get that. This is not what this is about. It is a much broader look at our call as Christians on the journey to continuing to rethink how God wants to touch every single part of our lives. And yes, that does get into our pocketbook. And so we look at gratitude. Instead of looking at the transactional approach, we look at what are the blessings that God is pouring into my life? And the more and more I become aware of those blessings, the more and more hopefully gratitude I have and want to respond as a result of that. And it is out of that that comes our commitment. You know, John talks in very striking and powerful terms about rethinking this as he addresses the Sadducees and the Pharisees, because they're sitting around and they think they're the people of privilege, because they say, you know, we've got Abraham in our ancestry. We deserve all of this. And John is saying, look, Jesus doesn't care about who your ancestors were. He's caring about a relationship with you. It's not a transaction. It's a relationship he wants. So go for deeds that will bring fruit worthy of your rethinking. And so it is my hope and dream, as it is God's hope and dream for us, that this year especially, the fruit will be incredible because we are responding completely as a whole congregation out of thanksgiving for the gratitude for the blessings in our lives. You know, in that first reading that we heard from Isaiah, Isaiah talks about a shoot shall come forth from Jesse. Jesse, the father of King David. And as we look at that Jesse tree, we can trace the lineage all the way through 40 generations, all the way to Joseph, the foster father of Jesus. He says that a root shall come forth from Jesse. And I don't know if you noticed it, but in those 10 verses, he uses that word shall 19 times. Shall. Well, as I look at our own Jesse tree, it would be very easy for us to sit here and say, well, look, God, look at our ancestry. We've got Ruby Van Royen. We've got John von Graers. We got Beverly Warnke. We have all of these saints that we have been celebrating in the 60th year of our existence, but we wouldn't be here today with a roof over our heads in this beautiful worship space, with these beautiful windows and this beautiful music. We wouldn't have this beautiful parish hall or a beautiful school or this beautiful campus if it wasn't for people who took the approach of being grateful for God's blessings in their lives, and they chose to make sacrificial gifts as a result out of that gratitude. So now, the shall that he talks about, if it's going to happen in the future, if it shall happen, it's us. I would hope and pray that after we are dancing in heaven years from now, the generations that follow us will be tempted to say the same thing about us. We have the congregation of 2016 as our ancestors. That is the gift that God is enabling and empowering us to be for generations to come. Yesterday, we had this wonderful day as we were reflecting on C.S. Lewis and all the wonderful things that he has written and taught us about our Christian journey. And he wrote this great book, Mere Christianity, and at one point he says, you know, your Christian journey, we're all like eggs. And either you're going to choose to let that egg be hatched and thrive, or you're just going to sit around and rot. Pretty striking image. This is our call. The gratitude that we should and do have. I am so grateful for so many who do so much around this place and beyond. And I'm convinced that God has greater, greater dreams in store for us. So as we reflect upon our gratitude, I would urge all of us, when it comes time today for the offering, I'm going to invite you to recite the script that you saw your fellow parishioners saying on the screen for weeks. And out of that gratitude, we make our commitment to the one who calls us to be like John the Baptist, knowing that it's not about me, it's about him, it's about others, that we might be those who choose to say like him, he must increase, I must decrease. Amen.